negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through late Friday, but indications were for steady to higher money. Muddy feedlot pens and winter weather are a two-edged sword for prices and returns. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of January. Cattle feeders and packers continued their standoff through late Friday afternoon with negotiated cash fed cattle trade undeveloped based on USDA reports. However, according to AMS, there was a smattering of dress sales in the Northern Plains at $197 a hundredweight, which was $2 more than the previous week. Adverse pen conditions and another winter storm over the weekend point to continued erosion in feedlot performance and more price leverage for cattle feeders. Analysts with the Agricultural Marketing Service noted on Friday, feed yards that were already wet would see yet more moisture, dashing any hopes for drying out anytime soon. They added that the cattle performance has been seriously impeded in Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. Lost pounds to weather are supporting cattle futures and the uptick in cash-fed cattle prices. On the other hand, costs are increasing. Except for 17 cents lower in June, live cattle futures closed an average of 15 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $1.70 higher, from 92 cents higher to 305 higher in spot fed. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, cattle feeding margins are well into the black in early January, but cattle feeders aren't in any mood to bid up feeder cattle due to the severe discounts and deferred live cattle futures. He explains the feeder cattle to fed cattle price spread is not at a record level by any stretch of the imagination, but it has narrowed tremendously since the end of October. More from Griffith in a moment. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents higher on Friday, while soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher. Although packer returns remain positive, according to various sources, margins are narrowing with seasonally lower wholesale beef values and seasonally higher fed cattle prices. Week to week on Friday, choice box beef cutout value was $2.05 lower at $212.46 a hundredweight. Select was $1.39 lower at $206.27. According to AMS analysts, packer margins have no doubt shrunk in the last few months, and carcass weights, coupled with lower yields tied to weather, will have an impact moving forward. Weather and heavy post-holiday volume, the most receipts since July of last year, pressured calf and feeder cattle prices last week. For instance, the AMS reporter on hand for Monday's auction at Oklahoma National Stockyards explained, "Heavy rain and snow has most of the trade area in very muddy conditions, and these conditions are discouraging calf buyers from buying at this time." Nationwide, steers and heifers sold from $4 a hundredweight lower to $1 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Except for 7 cents and 12 cents higher in April and May, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, though, they were an average of $1.60 higher across a range of 90 cents to 210 higher. Peering a little further ahead, in his weekly market comments, Griffith says, calf prices should slowly and steadily increase through March and into early April. The expectation is for 500-pound steer prices to peak near $160 a hundredweight, he says, with a first quarter average price of $155. Griffith explains the $160 price expectation is a couple of dollars lower than the peak last year, but he adds the calf and feeder cattle markets may be under pressure the next 3 to 4 months as industry participants attempt to figure out the fed cattle marketing schedule. Major U.S. financial indices edged slightly lower Friday amid persistent concerns about the partial government shutdown and the lack of trade resolution with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 5 points lower, the S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 14 points. With that partial government shutdown in mind, and dragging into the fourth week, the lack of publicly available market data is becoming more apparent. Analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center explained recently that actual slaughter data has been among the most missed weekly market data, providing valuable information on weights, production, and the number of head slaughtered. There was no monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates on Friday, as originally scheduled. Next week's monthly livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook is also in doubt. Moreover, the next couple of weeks hold several vital reports that could affect the tone of the entire year, according to LMIC analysts. For example, they say, the annual cattle inventory is scheduled to be published at the end of the month. That report provides one of only 2-point estimates in the size of the beef herd and the number of replacement animals that producers are holding. The monthly cattle on feed report due January 25th is also at risk. Without that type of information, LMIC analysts say cattle markets will be flying blind. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 14th of January. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.